Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear about two events in the area coming up April 24th and 25th. The Teamwork Africa 15th anniversary celebration, April 24th, a Friday night at Peace Church in Eau Claire, and Saturday morning, April 25th, Hope Gospel Mission's second annual Strides for Hope Run Walk. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. All right, full disclosure, I am biased toward Teamwork Africa. I'm one of the co-founders, along with my wife, Peggy, 15 years ago. And so Friday night, April 24th at 6 o'clock at the Peace Church in Eau Claire, we're having a celebration, and we'd love to have you join us. And I talk with her about that and began by asking her what she's thinking as we come up on this 15th anniversary celebration of Teamwork Africa.
Well, first of all, it's hard to believe that it's been 15 years. That's I would have never imagined that I was going to spend the last 15 years of my life traveling back and forth to Liberia, West Africa. So I don't think 15 years ago that was something that I thought that I would probably be doing or that I would be still doing. So
I remember being with you in 15 years ago, it was March of 2011, your second trip, my first, and as we went around near the end, I mean, you're intense and focused, and you said very sincerely and genuinely, you know, I will take you back with me in my heart, and wow, you meant business about that.
I think I didn't realize when I said that how prophetic that was going to be in my life, because of all the things that have come and gone and things that have changed, ways that we've grown, that has remained consistent, and I think that when I talk about Liberia and the people there that I love so much, that is very much still my role in making a difference in the lives of families and kids in Liberia, is to be able to share their stories. And I'm really looking forward to doing that again at the celebration. And when I was in Liberia last, I was able to take a lot of videos of things in Liberia. And so I'm really looking forward to being able to share what Liberia looks like and what it sounds like, and to give people an opportunity to hear not just from me, but from the people in Liberia whose lives are being impacted through Teamwork Africa.
Well, people may have heard about Teamwork Africa with clean water in the early days, as it started with the early seeds of a little boy, Habakkuk, that we'd hoped to adopt, died of cholera, dirty drinking water. And you helped raise the money, $7,000 at that time, for clean water that led to a well, that led to a school, that led to Teamwork Africa. But now it is that education and mentoring focus a lot that you're championing.
With 70% of the population of Liberia being under 30 years old, the opportunity to impact Liberia through reaching youth is really the strongest place that I feel like a long-term difference can be made there. And through mentorship, with there's being so many young people, there's obviously not very many older people. So there's a lack of grandparents, aunts and uncles, and even parents to guide these young people in learning how to become responsible, ethical young adults, how to become parents and spouses in their future. So by impacting them, we have two schools now and a special needs daycare, plus we have our sponsorship. We are easily impacting over 500 children right now directly every day.
All of that to say that Friday, April 24th, from 6 to 8:30 at Peace Church in Eau Claire, we're asking as many WIB listeners as possible to come out, and WOGO listeners to come out and join us. But we need to know they're coming, as they can go to teamworkafrica.org to let us know they're coming, or if they'd be willing, even at this late day, to sponsor a table of eight at $120. That would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, we are going to have an authentic Liberian jollof rice meal and some other delicious Liberian treats, and we're going to just share all of the things that have happened in Liberia and our dreams for the future. And we would really love, if you've come in the past and you haven't come for a while, we'd love to see you. If you have never heard about Teamwork Africa and you'd really like to learn more, we would just love to have you come and hear about what we're doing.
Since we last had an event, like last June, you went off to Memphis, Tennessee in August, I believe, and recorded the a national podcast, the Army of Normal Folks podcast. So you never know where this journey is going to take you and garner national attention as that did.
Yeah, that was such a surprise and a unique opportunity. And I was really grateful because it was one of the Teamwork Africa supporters that that sent them the idea of interviewing me. And so mm-hmm. those connections are really special.
And then just in closing, again, talking as directly and personally as we can, the folks have heard me, they've heard us for many years, they've heard the whole story as Teamwork Africa unfolded. Our family moved there for two school years, 2016 to 2018. I didn't know if I'd ever do radio again, and lo and behold, been back in the WIB Wake Up Show. But make that personal appeal as best you can for folks, because the bottom line is we want as many people as possible to join us at Peace Church on Friday night, April 24th. People lead busy lives, a lot going on, but make one more direct appeal.
I think that it's really hard for people who've spent their whole lives living in America to imagine what it would have been like if they had been born in Africa. And I think by coming to an event like this, you get a little bit more of a glimpse of what life is like there. And you also realize that it's such a small amount can make such a huge difference in the lives of a child or a family in Liberia. Our sponsorship program is only $25 a month, and that allows a kid to go to school. And I would say the majority of our students, this is their only chance at education. When we added some new kids last year, they were first-time students. And I'm talking about like 8, 10, 12-year-olds who have never attended school, who got to go to school last year because of the Teamwork Africa sponsorship program through Starfish Kids. Hmm.
There you go. So again, please, 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 right now, don't delay. Just go to teamworkafrica.org. And again, you can go ahead and just register for the event. We're just trying to prepare that meal, that food, again, by April 20th as a deadline. We'd like to know as many as possible that will be there. Please join us, or if you could sponsor a table, that choice there as well at teamworkafrica.org. Thanks, honey. Our opening segment on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, my conversation with my wife, Peggy. Peggy Halverson, the executive director of Teamwork Africa. Please go to teamworkafrica.org to register. We'd also love to see you the next day. I'm going to be busy because we've got a Teamwork Africa board meeting 8 to noon that day, meeting here at WWIB in our conference room. But also that's the day, April 25th, for the second annual Strides for Hope Run Walk for Hope Gospel Mission. I had the privilege of joining Sandy Polzin as MC for that terrific initial event last year. The weather was so great for it. And the other day I gathered with some folks from Hope Gospel Mission to talk about it, beginning by talking with the Community Relations Director, the talented Brett Gaboy. And I began by asking him, what was the thinking in scheduling this event initially, and how do you feel like year one went?
Yeah, so we typically only do one event a year. It's been our banquet for years and years and years. And we thought, you know, if we do another event, how can we get our residents more engaged and involved in that? And we didn't want to do an event, you know, by our banquet. So we thought a spring event would be great. We thought a run walk could be fun, just a good opportunity to engage our donors and the community a lot different way than a banquet. It's more informal, more fun, get outside, family friendly, pet friendly. Those that enjoy running and walking can participate. So we started last year, was our first one. We had a little over 300 people, and we're looking to surpass that this year.
Yeah, that's really good. Let's see. Also, you've asked back your MC. So what's with that? What were you thinking with that?
Well, Mark did such a great job last year. You know, that's the problem when you do such a good job. You get asked to do it again. So we appreciate that. We'll, you know, actually have a script this time so that you can go off of something. But we have, you know, probably about 25 sponsors for this event. So we're really looking forward to making it bigger and better.
Before we talk more about the Hope Gospel Mission Strides for Hope Run Walk, April 25th, Saturday morning at Carson Park in Eau Claire, I ask Brett Gaboy, Hope Gospel Mission's Community Relations Director, to take a step back and tell us what's been going on with the many aspects of Hope Gospel Mission's ministry, which also includes the exciting fact they've been asked to lead out at the new Day Resource Center in Eau Claire.
Yeah, so we've been in the community for over 25 years. We really have a passion and a vision to help those struggling with addiction and homelessness. We have several programs for that, and we recently added another program, the Day Resource Center, or Haven House, which works more with the downtown area homeless population And our goal and heart is really to see them overcome their situations and get housing and homelessness, maybe get some into our programs and help. And we've really focused on collaboration. The city of Eau Claire actually asked us to take this on. And we've been collaborating with Western Dairyland, as you said. And we have about 20 MOUs with other agencies that will you know, provide, you know, things to help this population as well.
Yeah, so that's great, and that's encouraging. And again, there's so many different ways that, in terms of for men and women and moms and their kids, that
yes,
different vehicles that Hope Gospel already has going, right?
Yeah, so we do have programs for men, women, and women with children. And, you know, we have two wonderful residents here today that will, you know, are helping us make this event successful. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, so talk about the resident involvement. I saw that some last year. I remember we got together at Carson Park and kind of looked at the last year, got the field, prayed for it and stuff. So talk about how the resident involvement, which is as much or more with this event than anything you do, probably.
Yeah, so we have a couple residents on our planning committee. You know, Matt and Sam are doing that. And then we're encouraging all our residents to sign up, which we have quite a few residents signed up to participate in the event. Some are helping to volunteer, and they're all involved in that way. So, you know, come on down and run or walk with our residents. And, you know, it's a great, just informal event.
Well, as Brett talked about some of the residents who are involved with the planning of the Strides for Hope, April 25th at Carson Park in Eau Claire, I began by asking Matthew, how did you find yourself at Hope Gospel, and how has it been benefiting you?
I came here in October of 13th, to be exact. I was an alcoholic, and I'm a recovering alcoholic, but my main focus was to get aligned with Christ again, but to also learn new coping skills and different ways to just go about life in the right way.
So here we are 6 months later, and what's going on with you?
I've learned a lot, and I've come a long ways. Still got a ways to go, but I'm excited to be a part of what's going on here and the Run Walk Committee. I'm part of the course director, or directing, I guess, and setting up signs, signage, mile markers, arrows of where you're gonna go along the course and things like that. So
there's a lot that goes into this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Are you guys sticking with the same course as last year? Are you altering it anyway?
Yes, it's going to be the same course as last year. We have the 2 mile and then the 5K, which is roughly 3.1 miles. So,
and people can run or walk either of those?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. I'll be running this year. So
now, which one are you going to do?
I'm doing the 5K.
Okay, so you're not going to go with the smaller one. You're going to go with the 3.1 mile 5K.
That's right.
All right. So you're doing like Olympic training, or what are you doing?
I do run just about every other day. Getting prepared for it. I've been doing it for about four and a half, five weeks now. So,
have you been a runner in the past, or
not at all?
So that's been pretty challenging for you.
A little bit. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Terrific. And, yeah, I guess just in terms of Hope Gospel Mission in general, just being there, what would you say to other people individually or for folks that they might know that might be in a similar situation in terms of needing a place to go and get some help and redirection?
They're very good people, and they have values and core things that if you're struggling and you need to learn to cope with life, they're a great resource, and I enjoy it because it's centered around Christ and community, and it's just, I'm so thankful for what they're doing for me. And
terrific. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for your work with us. In addition to Matthew, another Hope Gospel Mission resident who's involved in planning the event is Sam. Samantha is her full name, but Sam for short. And I asked how she got involved with Hope Gospel Mission.
One of the alumni actually is friends with somebody I knew, and she came and got me and brought me here.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that?
Thanksgiving of 2024.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
So now are you in what they used to call it, the Ruth House? Is it still the Ruth House, or where are you?
There is still Ruth House. I am in the women's house still right now. I'm looking for a job. And then after a couple months of having a job, I will go to the Ruth House.
Yeah, tell me about kind of how you arrived at Hope Gospel and what situation you were in, kind of how Matthew described, and then what it has, the changes that you've sought and kind of where you're at.
I was in a really abusive relationship, and we were homeless, living in a vehicle in the parking lot of Walmart, on drugs. And Patty brought me here after getting a hold of me, and it probably took a good 4 months to actually be ready to come. And I've given my life over to God since I've been here, and things got a lot better.
And so have you been involved with, what are some of the things that helped? Have you been involved like working in the store or doing things like that?
Yep. I was working in the bargain center. I also volunteer my time at my church. I volunteer at Hope whenever I can. I exercise now. And I try to give back my time to the girls in the house.
Terrific. And as do you have kind of an end date of when you want to be exiting? Or you talked about it's going to go from the women's house to the Ruth House. What's the difference there? Or how does one graduate from one to the other?
So when you go to the Ruth House, that would be like a stable living place for the end of the program. And then you can graduate. And then after that, there's another year program, the discipleship program, that just helps get you ready to be on your own. And I'm going to do that program after this one.
Terrific. Well, all that just as a preliminary. So how are you involved with the second annual Strides for Hope Run Walk?
I'm part of the fun team.
What does that mean?
We get to have all the fun. the bells, the whistles, getting all the fun things set up. Food.
So what's your plan for the day? How are you guys going to help make it fun?
Well, there's not an event where it's not fun when I'm around, so everybody just has fun.
Okay. But what do you have planned for the event? It sounds like there's going to be, you know,
like cowbells. Okay. And just cheering people on.
Cheering people on as they're running and as they're getting to the finish line. Yeah, terrific. All right. Well, so now, were you involved with last year's run walk?
Last year, I walked it, but okay. There was another resident that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took over her role this year.
One of Hope Gospel Mission's residents, Sam, talking with us here this week as we look ahead to the Strides for Hope run walk for Hope Gospel Mission, the second annual coming up at Carson Park at Eau Claire on April 25th. Hoping and praying for great weather like we had last year. Hope Gospel's Community Relations Director, Brett Gaboy, says there's still time to register.
Hope Gospel Mission's website, hopegospelmission.org. You can click on there and find more about the race, and there's a link there to sign up. This race, the 5K, will be chip-timed, so some of the more serious runners, it's a good start of the season to get you know, your personal best time, so that will be definitely chipped. We are having Canine Creations there. They're going to have a pet spot station. So bring your pets. Well, I don't know, dogs. I don't know how many people are going to bring their cats and other animals, but it'll be a fun family-friendly event too. So you can either run it or walk it. Those that are the serious runners, that will be chip time. They'll obviously start first and then others will follow. Matt is in charge of the weather. So We're believing for a great, wonderful spring day. Let's think spring. Let's get outside, get some fresh air, and get some exercise and support a great cause.
And I ask Hope Gospel's Brett Gaboy if there's an inclement weather plan.
We are going to run and walk, rain or shine. If lightning comes, that's a different story.
Again, sign up. Join us. You can go to hopegospelmission.org or else runsignup.com/strides for hope. Any way you do it, get registered. $40 right now is what it'll cost. It'll cost you $50 day of the event, so do it now. 5K and 2 mile distances, and just a great event supporting what Hope Gospel Mission is doing and a great community gathering. It was last year. It will be again this year. And earlier we began by talking to the executive director of Teamwork Africa, my wife of almost 28 years, Peggy Halverson. And we'd love to have you join us at Peace Church in Eau Claire the night before the Hope Gospel Run Walk. That is Friday night, April 24th, Please go register for that at teamworkafrica.org. You can register for free. That's teamworkafrica.org. Or if you'd like to sponsor a table for $120, that would be welcome as well. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.